Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Elise Bennett's here. I'm glad she's here, too. She's an original member of our Brain Trust, founder of the Marketing Mentor. She's the author of a number of books, including, I guess this is the recent one, Stop Pushing Me Around. It's all about some of the folks who are a little shy. And what they need to do to put their best foot forward and to find success in the marketplace. Also, the Creative Professional's Guide to Money. I think that may be the new one, right, Elise?
Yes.
Okay, that's the brand new one. Thanks, Elise. Good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And I know it's an honor for you. I can see that, how it would be. Hey, Elise, I became a true believer in proposals. I'll just put it this way, decades ago. And I made my living all in the last many decades. I've made my living. I have enhanced my level of success significantly by always delivering a proposal, never missing an opportunity to deliver a proposal, never missing an opportunity to ask for the opportunity to deliver a proposal. A proposal is huge, in my opinion, and it sets you apart from so many other people. What do you think?
I definitely agree. I mean, there are businesses in which proposals don't really play a large part, and other businesses where I think they play the most crucial part. And I wrote a whole chapter in this new book about proposals and RFPs because I find so many people don't know how to do them.
Right.
And especially don't know how to do them right.
That's
and
right.
And especially do them when they have no business doing them, when there's no chance for them to get the project in the first place.
An RFP is a request for proposal. That comes from a customer. But see, I create my own RFPs. I talk people into letting me give them a proposal. But I will tell you, I'm going to push back on you a little bit, Elise. And I believe I can stand by this. I believe I can deliver on this. If you show me 100 people who you or they say a proposal is really not appropriate for their industry or their business or for the moment, I'll show you how 99 of those presumptions are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hardcore professional proposal deliverer and preparer. I mean, mm-hmm. I've just seen it happen too many times when I had no chance at getting the business until I talked them into letting me give them a proposal.
Well, good. Then I'll go with what you said then.
No. I'm just saying that I would rather err on the side of a proposal than no proposal.
I agree with that.
We agree on that,
agree
right? Okay, go ahead.
Yes. No, I mean, my point is more that in situations where you are requested to submit a proposal, whether it's an official RFP kind of bidding process,
right,
or a client comes to you and says, "We want this job done. Can you submit a proposal?" I find that a lot of people don't do enough due diligence and question asking,
right,
and just kind of launch into spending hours and sometimes days working on a proposal that they're never going to get because they didn't get the right information. They had no criteria for determining whether or not they should spend their time on that.
And I completely agree with you. When there's an RFP with specifications, and they have no chance at meeting those specifications.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're talking about, right?
Exactly.
I completely, she's exactly right about that, folks. And, of course, that's different, though, from when you call on somebody and you feel like there might be a basis for doing business, and the specifications that would be in your, that the customer, their, or let's just call them their expectations, not specifications. Their expectations are, they've given them to you, you think you can meet them, and now you say, okay, you turn the RFP around the other way. You say, could I bring a proposal back to you next Thursday? You know, let me tell you something. 99 out of 100 prospects will say yes if you do that.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and I'm going to tell you something else.
I'll
tell you one other thing quickly.
Go ahead.
You will separate yourself from many, many of your competitors who will never do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you very well may get to business just because you went to that level of professionalism and attention to customers. Go ahead.
And I would add that a proposal tends to be tailored to the customer. So it's different from, let me bring you my brochure, let
Bingo.
Me bring you my generic, you know, PowerPoint presentation.
Yes.
Right? And that's the reason they would want to see it. And the other point I would make about what you're saying, actually, the, you know, let me come by next Thursday and present this proposal to you, is very different from what seems to happen most of the time when people do a proposal, is that they just send it off as a PDF via email and then wonder
right.
why they never hear back from them.
Right. Now, I will tell you, Elise, I was a Nazi about stuff like that until about 10 years ago. I was taught and I performed under this belief that every proposal has to be hand delivered and not you hold it for the customer. You don't let them hold it. but when I started doing business in my current business, and I had customers who were hundreds of miles away, and it wasn't really as feasible for me to go see them, I started doing business by sending a proposal, but I had done a lot of work leading up to that. You know what I mean? It was a lot more work than I would have done were I be planning to deliver it in person.
But to my mind, those aren't the only two options. I mean, we now have Skype. We have the phone. You
right.
can
you're
schedule
right.
a phone call.
10 years ago, I didn't have Skype. You're exactly right. You have GoToMeeting. You have all these other kinds of systems that you can do the proposal on both of your desktops, can't you?
Yes, and really, the point to make is that, you know, because a lot of times when I suggest this to a client, they'll say, "Oh no, they don't have time for me to do that." And it's not whether or not they have time; it's are you presenting this element as part of your process? This is how we work. I ask you the questions, I get
right.
all the information, and then here's what I do next. I
right.
schedule 15 minutes, you know, on
right.
the phone or in person or on Skype
mm-hmm.
with you, and we go over it.
Absolutely. Well said. And by the way, folks, the other commentator, his name is Charlie. And he's a lab, isn't he?
no, he's a mutt.
He's a mutt. All right, that's Charlie, by the way. He likes to chime in every once in a while. We call that ambiance here on the Small Business Advocate Show. 20 after, right back with Elise and Charlie. After these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.